Brüder, liebe Schwestern,
dear brothers, dear sisters, together let us go into a silent prayer meditation. Let us become aware of the following statement and take it within. Be still. God dwells in you. Be still. God dwells in you. We step before the inner altar on which the light of love is burning. It is the Spirit of God, the Christ of God, who shines deep in our soul and is in all the cells of our body. Christ is also the breath of life in our breathing. That's why we breathe calmly and deeply. We breathe ourselves to within, in the awareness, be still. God dwells in you. We accompany our breath by concentrating on it. We breathe calmly and deeply. Our thoughts, any restlessness, recedes from us. For the Spirit of God, who dwells in us, touches us by way of our breath. Be still. God breathes through you.
Sei still.
Be still. God flows throughout your nervous system.
Sei still.
Be still. God is in every cell of your body.
Sei still.
Be still. The great love is present in you. Our breath flows throughout our body. It is the divine breath of life, which flows throughout our body, which breathes on every cell, all the components of the body. Which builds up healthy cells and leads sick ones into elimination. Be still. God is present in you. O Christ of God, you are always ready to serve and help us. Indeed, you are active in our soul and heal our body, just as we surrender to you. You flow throughout us. You love us. You radiate around every one of us. You call us, and we step before the inner altar of love.
Christ,
your spirit is working. Christ, you give us the strength to believe, to trust, and to surrender to you. In every situation of everyday life, because you call us, because you want to serve and help us. Eternally great, mighty Spirit, we say yes to you. For you have breathed your presence into us. Our soul is immortal. Eternal life flows through us. Eternal love helps and heals us. You give strength. You encourage us. You lend us the strength to say yes again and again. Yes. To you, great light, we breathe deeply. You respirate us. We have turned within and pray to you. We bring our concerns to you. Each one in the stillness, aware that God is in us. God hears us. We pray in the stillness.
Danke, Christus.
Thank you, Christ, that you answer our heartfelt prayers, that you are present and help us. You first consider the soul, And then you flow into the body to help and support us. Christ, help us so that the new image of the person may be the image in light and in truth. Dear brothers and sisters, be the pathfinder yourself, then the Master, Christ, will take you by the hand. The inner person is the new human being in the light of truth. Why do we strive to become a new person? Because then it will go well for us. Fear recedes. We are free. There are two ways that can be taken to develop the new image of the person. The first way is a path of rapid renewal if we have fulfilled and fulfill the external prerequisites for it. The first way is to always question our thinking, speaking, and acting, and to compare the content of our behavior with the spiritual principles of God. Whenever we tense up, whenever we get hectic, whenever we get distracted, then Christ touched us in our consciousness. There's something here. Look deeper and find the content in your turmoil. For in everything we think, say, and do is the all-wise Spirit who supports us, who helps us. This means that from all unlawfulness, we can find a spiritual principle from the all cosmic law, of which we then also become aware, which means if we have found a lawful principle, then we should consciously enter this spiritual principle into our brain again and again until the brain stores it and passes it on to the cell systems of the body. A help for us is if we take note of what we have deduced from our negative behavior, that is, the spiritual principle. We read these notes again and again until the brain has stored them. This very gradually results in a change from within to without. We change according to the divine lawful principles that the brain has absorbed and forwarded to the body.
So mancher tut sich schwer mit dem Hinterfragen dessen.
Some people find it difficult to question what moves and irritates them. Many people live for the day. They are envious, quarrelsome, jealous, spiteful, and indifferent to their appearance. I repeat, indifferent to their appearance because they are unhappy with themselves. If people are unhappy with their appearance, they are, I would say, almost always preoccupied with it over and over again. It would be a help to recognize what the content is of thinking, acting, and feeling, that we move from without to within. This is the second help. For some, this way may be easier. So, let us start looking at ourselves. First of all, in the mirror. If possible, the whole person. Are our clothes clean and tidy? Do I keep my shoes in good condition? How do I behave at the table?
Wie esse und trinke ich?
How do I eat and drink?
Die Stütze meiner Ellbogen?
Is the table a support for my elbows?
Wie verhalte ich mich am Arbeitsplatz?
How do I behave at work?
Wie gehe ich? Wie laufe ich?
How do I walk?
Wie verhalte
How do I run?
Im Straßenverkehr?
How do I behave in traffic?
Wie ist meine Körperhaltung?
How is my posture?
Wie ist der Ausdruck meines Gesichtes?
What is the expression of my face like?
Wie ist meine Wohnung bestellt?
How is my apartment arranged?
Ist meine Umgebung ordentlich?
Are my surroundings tidy?
Das Äußere wirkt auf das Innere.
The outer affects the inner.
Hier könnten wir auch an uns arbeiten.
Here we could also work on ourselves to gradually find a new image of the person.
Das Innere, die Speicherung unserer Gedanken.
The inner being, the storing of our thoughts, reveals itself externally. It manifests itself in our whole behavior. A person does not convince with his reasons, but with his character, which is his nature.
Und jeder Mensch gilt für das, was er wert ist.
And every person is good for what he is worth. And how often do we rely on others? Those who shed all external supports, who stand on their own two feet and stand alone, are strengthened from within. So we have many possibilities to go from without to within. But those who have largely fulfilled this will very quickly make the transformation from within to without and sense that Christ is present.
mit jedem Anhängen an Menschen, an Gut und Geld.
With every adherence to people, to goods and money and possessions, we become weaker. Dear brothers and sisters, often we think, I don't want to do this or that, and yet we could do it. We attach ourselves to others so that they do it for us. We cling to external values, and yet we cannot take anything with us. Through this, we weaken ourselves. And how often do we look to see that things go well for us? Do not seek the good externally. It is in you. And our spiritual motto is, I change from within to without. I work on my all too human aspects in order to work out the new image of the person, because it does me good, and because then I feel good. I am free. Great is the one who is what he is from his inner nature. Thus, we see that it goes from without to within in order to become from within to without what Christ addresses again and again. Be perfect, as the Father in heaven is perfect. Every person, whether he believes it or not, is on the way to perfection. And the new image of the person could be wonderful steps toward freedom, toward kindness, toward being good. These steps help us to get rid of fear. Our daily life fills with more light because faith and trust in the Spirit in us grow stronger. This is the transformation, the new person in the light of truth. And some people say, what about healing? When will Christ heal me? Christ always wants to heal us. Here we again have the new image of the person. It says, just as you surrender to the Spirit of love, that is how he can work in you. And the surrender is the deep faith and profound trust. But let us also realize that many, many things take place in the body according to certain rhythms. The power of the Spirit gradually builds up in the cells. God works so that healthy cells develop. God helps so that sick cells are eliminated. Therefore, it is also a transformation in the body again. This is why we must also learn patience and ask ourselves again and again, do I really trustingly surrender to the one who knows me and who wants the best for me? Dear brothers, dear sisters, a little hint for healing so that you grow more and more to within and attain the awareness, I am doing well because God is active in me.